Thank you. Welcome back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour with your host, El Dr. Mysterio. Exactly. What a mystery that introduction was. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, through the CJSF app for iOS and Android, and also you can find all the past, present, and future podcasts at, oh, I love how long this is, cjsf.ca/contents/dr-mysterios-happy-hour. It sounds like a limerick, at least for us ESL people. Sounds like a limerick. Anyway, we have Kim D. No, I won't say your nickname yet. Maybe at the end. We shall see. Kim, and now joining us all the way from East Vancouver in Canada, it's none other than Dr. Cumbia.
Dr. Cumbia.
Dr. Cumbia, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I am great now that you're here.
Yes, okay.
I felt your presence like 7 minutes ago when you were probably still on the bus or I don't know where you were.
Thank you very much for picking
me up. Maybe in the washroom.
For offering to pick me up.
My pleasure. Okay. I think I felt you when you were in the washroom. I think that's why I felt you. But anyway, thank you for being here.
Okay.
So let me just tell us what we listen to. We listen to Helado Negro. That will be black ice cream. Helado Negro with Out There. From their 2024 album, Phaser. Excuse me. Before that, we listened to Golosa La Orquesta from Chile. Our sister and brothers from another mother. Golosa La Orquesta from Chile with El Chasqui. It was a live version. And this is from their 2019 album, live album, Radio Escuchas Conscientes. Something like conscious radio listeners, something like that. And we start the set with Vulpes. They are an all-female band from Spain. We listen to the song Patada en los Huevos, which literally means kicking the balls. Literally. Patada en los Huevos. And, they have a lot of songs criticizing the patriarchy and man. And anyway, and they are good at it. So, yeah, this one is, you know, kicking the balls, literally. So
every time you say it, I feel pain.
You clinched.
Yeah, kind of clinched. Clinch like that.
Yes, your instincts were to cover your precisely your idem. Your idem. Let's use Latin now. Anyway, from their 2006 album "Me Gusta Ser," I like to be. Yeah. So anyway, that was the music, and we have a. I'm very happy. We have a semi-full house. With Kim and Dr. Cumbia. And I just kind of asked Kim how she was doing, like, the previous segment. So you tell me you're good, Dr. Cumbia. So how was the trip to here?
It was wet.
It was wet?
Yes, that's correct. Cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
Well, now you are among the warmth of France.
Exactly, yes. Nice.
And our spirits will cover your soul.
And it's happy hour. So
exactly,
it's always happy hour,
and more. Even when it was not called Dr. Mysterio's happy hour, exactly. It was the happy hour.
Yes.
Well, that's very good. So, what did I? What are we now? What did I did last week? We went to a show 2 weeks ago, Dr. Cumbia and I. But we already talked about it, I think.
I think so. Last week, but you can talk about it again. That's
okay. Why not? We replay shows every week, so people are not going to notice that we're live because we're still talking about what happened 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
They're going to think it's a replay. Caravan Palace. Have you been to any shows?
No, I didn't.
How about Kim? We can ask Kim.
Yeah.
Have you been to any shows? It can be in the last month because you haven't been here forever. So.
I know. I haven't been to any shows recently, but I am going to a show tomorrow.
Mm.
And I have to look it up because I can't remember.
You like it that much that you have no idea what the name is, where is it at, like you know nothing.
No. I know a little bit. but no, it's... a band called Beak, and it's Jeff Barrow from Portishead. So if you remember him, he's got a side project, and this is their final show. So it's playing at the Hollywood Theater tomorrow night. I think tickets are like $25, so pretty inexpensive for a Monday night. So, of course,
correct.
I'm going to be headed to that.
Is he the, you know, excuse my ignorance, but, and I love, so you pronounce it, I pronounce it Portishead.
I think it is Portishead. But I just always say Portishead.
I'm going to record, I'm going to download this on the podcast because a woman just said I was right, Dr. Cumbia. I think this is the second time in my life that this happens. And the first one I was dreaming. So it doesn't really count as real. So this is, I think, is the first one.
Yeah.
But,
no.
But I'm not sure. You know, I'm not English. Me English no good. We're ESL here, so I don't know if it's Portishead or not. But
I pronounce everything incorrectly. So
sorry. I was going to say. Well, you're from Alberta, so I mean, hello. I don't want to offend. You know. My guest, and then all the Alberta people.
There you go.
We're going to lose all our friends in Alberta.
Exactly. A lot.
We don't want to do that.
A lot of listeners are from Alberta, I'm sure.
Correct.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because we are on the internet.
Yes.
So we can get far, 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 far away.
Yes.
How many far are in the Star Wars? Like, I think it's two, no? In a galaxy far, far. No, it's three. In a galaxy far away.
I have no idea.
Trivia question. We'll Google it and we'll let you know on the next break because I think it's three. How many you think is?
I haven't seen that movie for the last 20 years, probably.
You haven't seen any of them?
Any of them? No, lately, no. Or
lately.
Recently, or in the last 10 years? No, I don't think so.
He saw all of them in the movie theater.
Yes.
Even the first one.
When I was 14.
When
I was 12, I did see them at the theater, yes.
I don't think I've seen all of them. I've seen the original three and maybe episode one, but then episode one was so bad that I just stopped watching.
Well, four out of nine is not bad.
That's not
or
so
ten
bad.
Now I don't know how many are there.
I have no idea now.
So you didn't like it? Episode one, I thought it was not too bad.
That was the one with the little Anakin, right? With the kid that played Anakin?
Yes,
that I didn't. I saw it in theaters but didn't enjoy it.
Well, for me, the best scene in that movie is when I can remember, Master Jean, whatever, when Liam Neeson and Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is young, played by Ewan McGregor, yes, thank you. They play. Now, me English no good, and I'm using the bloody, you know, Spanish verb to say they play instead of they fight. They two fight Darth Maul, so that scene is very, very good. The music is amazing. But yeah, I mean, I think that other than that,
that was about it.
Yes, so I agree with you. Anyway, so yeah, how many far are in Star Wars Beginnings? And then why were we coming to this Star Wars relation?
Because we went far away with the radio.
To Alberta.
Oh, we can reach far, far away.
Thank you.
Alberta, that I just offended.
But I do have to say that I've lived in BC longer than I've lived in Alberta now.
In my defense.
I am from BC now.
There you go. Yes, for tax purposes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I think legally, British Columbian.
I think for tax purposes, it's better to live in Alberta than BC, most probably.
That is correct.
For insurance, remember your car insurance and your phone. Your phone plan.
Yeah.
It's better. It's better in Alberta.
Yeah, you should be able to pick and choose, right? Taxes, Alberta, phone plan BC, whatever, you know. Liquor laws, Quebec, of course. They're the best.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what we should do.
It should be like a buffet, like, you know, you should pick.
Just Canada.
Exactly. Canada. Anyway, that's good. Yeah. So, back to Portishead. Mm-hmm. That's where we all started. Jesus, this is worse than the bloody, you know, telephone game. I had the privilege and honor to see Portishead live here back in 2008.
I had tickets to that show.
At the PNE Forum?
Yep, but I didn't go. Something came up and I couldn't go, and I remember being really bummed out because the tickets were so expensive. They were $80. Nowadays, that's the cheapest ticket you can get.
That's nothing. Yeah. at the end of the stadium upstairs.
Yeah.
At the end of Busy Place, that's the cheapest. Yeah. Well, let me just rub it in your face that it was so bloody good.
Was it?
To see Beth just sing, and I know I'm a man and whatever. Well, maybe you would have liked it too as well. So, you know, she's grabbing the microphone with one hand and, you know, kind of leaning and just singing, you know, whatever, those sad songs. And then in between the singing, she's smoking the cigarette and letting it go. And then just singing the next phrase, which make it even more depressing because it's like, nobody loves you. And it's like, yeah, nobody loves you like you do. Yes, it's like... And this is before drinking. I mean, you know, this is like, it's over.
And she's allowed to smoke?
She was allowed
to
smoke.
It's her show, so she's allowed to...
She was allowed to smoke in that show.
That show.
Yes.
They made an exception. She is
It might have been before the law. It might have been 2006 or 4. Like, I don't know when the...
The law's been in place 3 years in Canada. I don't think that you would have been able to. She would have had to make an exception.
Well, but I mean, who's going to go up and who's checking?
Exactly, yes.
Who's checking
it's if... Portishead. I pronounced
correct.
It right.
Beautiful, Kim. Beautiful. Well, so what I was going to say about my ignorance is that I don't know if Jeffrey plays guitar or keyboards or... Okay, next question.
Don't even know that myself.
Dr. Cumbia, you are a doctor. What does Jeffrey play in Portishead?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's good. So anyway, it should be a good show. Okay, I'm going to do a music break, but I'm going to come back and ask you questions about the show or about Portishead or about whatever. So,
and some personal.
You have been warned.
Oh.
All right, let's go with some more music and we'll be right back here at Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour.
solitary.